if you're out on an acreage, however, it is possible that now all of a sudden your entire house has to go from strip footings to piles, which can, that can start being significant. Now all of a sudden that bill can start being $15,000, $20,000 right off the hop when you feel like you haven't even gotten anywhere yet. Welcome back to the Spruce Home Show, your local podcast that talks all things custom home building. Things to be aware of, things to expect, and things to take note of. Thanks for tuning in. Let's go. Hey, everybody. I hope everybody's having a good day so far. Welcome back. Welcome back. I am excited to be here for episode 2 of season 2, and we're on episode 33 now. So thank you guys for listening. We are into the middle of September already, or a little more than that. And I mean, we're having a good fall. Summer was weird. Summer felt long, I think, because it rolled well into September. And then all of a sudden the weather turned and it felt like fall again. But hopefully everybody is back into the swing of things, into school. I know we had our first child is now in kindergarten. So we have a school-aged child. I won't lie, it was very nice over the last 3 years not having a school-aged child. Life was just a little easier to deal with, I think, than most because of that. So I'm thankful that the life of the last 3 years, I won't say it by name, but the life of the last 3 years has kind of gone by the wayside and we can get back to normal. And now we're into the school thing. So our little girl, Ray, she's very, very excited, as every school age kid is when they get into kindergarten, and we're excited for her. So that being said, we have from a work standpoint, we have a few very cool projects in the works. We have a few under construction. We're just starting a new one this week. So things are good. We're also working on what right now we are deeming a special project, which I kind of don't like even saying that when people are like, ooh, we have a special project that we can't announce yet. I don't like that, but here I am being that guy. So anyway, we have some work to do on it yet, but we're excited for it and we're excited to see how it will be received once we release it. So anyway, today I wanted to jump on and talk about some surprise construction costs that can happen throughout a build that just add cost to the project that are maybe things that you haven't thought about yet, haven't put contingency up for yet, or maybe things that you just flat out don't know about that are good to know. So I have about 6 things here that I wanted to work through, and I thought I would work through them in order of how they would likely happen. So order of construction. The first is soil conditions. What the heck are soil conditions? So there's 2 major things that can happen that can add some cost to your build basically right off the hop. Like right when the shovel hits the dirt, these things are learned that you just can't find out before you start building. The first is where your footings are going to sit. So your footings of your house that your foundation sits on top of have to sit on undisturbed soil. Meaning exactly that. If it's supposed to look like no one's ever been there before. And it actually has to meet a certain compaction rate. But if it's been undisturbed, if there's been nothing there before, if there hasn't been a hole in the ground there before, if there hasn't been a house that has sat there before, you're good to go, essentially. Now, that being said, it can be undisturbed and nothing could have been built there, but the soil may not meet that compaction rate. So for example, we've had in the past where we excavate for a basement and we literally hit sand, like beach sand one time. It looked like somebody used to have a play sand pit there. It was the weirdest thing. It was just black dirt, and then sand. And then black dirt around it. So in that scenario, we had to get engineers involved. It wasn't a big deal because it's not like the whole basement was sitting on sand. It was just a small portion. But those types of things can happen. We had another time where we dug a foundation and it had to have been an old dump hole or something, maybe even before Saskatoon was built, because we found about 8 feet underground, 7 feet underground, this big pile of red bricks in a spot where the house that we had torn down, it was an infill, the house that we had torn down wasn't even in that location. It was over to the right of where we were digging. So it was put there by somebody else. So in that scenario, again, had to get an engineer engaged. And that one, we did have to do a little bit of prep work before we could continue on construction. So those are costs that could end up on your lap. Reason being is because nobody knows what they're going to find when they dig a hole. So it's a risk that you just have to take if you're going to build a house. To be honest, it doesn't happen very often. It's not something to be majorly concerned about here in Saskatoon. We have pretty good soil. I can tell you that where Caitlin's from down in Missouri, it's very rocky and it is very hit and miss what they find or don't find. They can hit clay all the way down and be perfectly fine, or they can find boulders that are like the size of your dining room table. And so in Saskatoon, we're pretty lucky. In Saskatoon especially, we're pretty lucky that we don't run into that very often. But keep that in the back of your mind, that there is always a chance that until that excavation is completed, that there may be some costs that sneak up on you. The next thing around soil conditions is piles. So a lot of houses are designed with concrete piles that can be 12, 15 feet deep. And those piles, you have to drill the hole and then pour the concrete down the hole. Well, if they're drilling the hole and one of two things happen. One, they hit water. That means it won't work anymore. And if they hit water, it's going to slough in. So the hole is just going to cave in. And then obviously they can't meet the requirements of how big around or how deep the pile can go. So you can't go concrete anymore. If that happens, then you have to change to a screw pile. Screw piles are more expensive than concrete piles. It's not dramatic. So if you're only doing a couple piles, it's not the end of the world. If you're out on an acreage, however, it is possible that now all of a sudden your entire house has to go from strip footings to piles, which can start being significant. Now all of a sudden that bill can start being $15,000, $20,000 right off the hop when you feel like you haven't even gotten anywhere yet. So just be aware of those things. Again, it doesn't happen super often, but it can happen. I do believe that here in Saskatoon and Greenbrier, I think all the houses are now built on piles, and all the builders kind of know that, so that'll be priced in right away. There are areas like that, but just beware that those are things that can happen. They can be costs during construction that end up adding to the cost of your build. The next one would be weather, and this can cause additional costs in two different ways. If there's weather delays that happen during like critical paths of your construction. So for example, you are trying to do excavation and start your foundation and it rains for like 5 days in a row. Well, if your hole isn't dug yet, they're not going to dig a hole knowing rain is coming, so that they basically just dig a swimming pool. Otherwise, now you just have a huge mess on your hands for no reason. So what that could do is it might push your build back a week. Well, now you're paying interest to the bank for an extra week that you weren't expecting. And that could happen along the way, right? If there's weather delays in the wintertime because it's severely cold and your house is framed, but the roofers can't get there to shingle it, well, now your house kind of just stands at a standstill for a week while it's 30 below. Again, it's just adding interest costs that you're paying to the bank. The other thing that weather can have an impact on, and this really is winter related, is it comes down to utilities, just the cost of heating the home during construction. So if you're pouring your foundation during winter months, that's going to add some costs, some heating costs. It'll also add concrete costs and whatnot, but just heating costs to cure the the concrete properly. But then also, even if you're past that, let's just say you poured the foundation in October, you didn't have to worry about heating costs at that point because it was still, whatever, 15 degrees outside. But you're still constructing the house throughout the winter time. Well, you're paying to heat the house. So during construction, your house is not the most efficient building in the world. People are coming in and out of the door all day. And maybe the basement's not insulated yet. So there's lots of heat loss through there. If all of a sudden you get a severe winter, now the utility cost, the utilities on your build cost more, maybe than you expect. So weather can have an impact in both of those ways, weather and then utility costs. The next thing that will impact your construction cost during construction are change orders, which for the most part, change orders are fully within your control. But they're things that a lot of the time, maybe you don't think about ahead of time, or you are changing your mind during construction, or there's just things that once you step in the house, it's a little bit different than you expected before framing happened, for example. All of those things, though, add costs. I'll be real frank. There's not a project that we do where there's not some sort of change order in the middle. That's just common. And when you're building a custom house and you want to make sure that it's just right, it makes a lot more sense to do those change orders in the middle than it does to just suck it up and not do them. It's one of those things where you will most times kick yourself if you don't just do them, because it'll be in the back of your mind forever. I'm going to do a whole nother podcast and blog on ways to reduce change orders throughout the build, but just know that you should have a contingency for change orders, even if you are saying in your mind right now, nope, I'm not doing it. The house is what it is, and we're going, you won't do it. You just won't do it. It's through experience, it's just not normally how it happens. So keep a contingency in your mind for change orders. The next thing is interest rates. And this is more timely than it has been in the past. With construction financing, if you are getting a construction mortgage, your financing, your interest rate, is going to be pegged to the prime rate. So most of the time, you're going to get a rate something like this, prime plus 2.5%. Well, that means as the prime rate changes, your interest rate changes. So as we all know, over the last, 18 months maybe, 12 months specifically, there's been pretty significant interest rate hikes. Well, if during that time, if you were in the middle of a construction mortgage, your interest rate is going to continue to rise and rise and rise every time that those rates rise, because it's floating. It's floating with prime. So it's something to just be aware of and understand where you are in the economic business cycle. Like right now, today, if you are thinking about building, you should probably just understand that the interest rates probably are going to go up a little bit during construction. So just be aware of that. Just budget it, and don't be surprised about that. Vice versa, if you're listening to this 5 years from now, or hopefully less than that, maybe the interest rates are coming back down. What I wouldn't do is bank on that. I would just take that extra savings and pocket it after it happened. I wouldn't bank on it and spend that money ahead of time, but just keep that in your mind. Interest rates are floating on construction mortgages, and that can add cost during the build. Then the next thing, it really pertains to infills more than anything else, and that's trees and fences, specifically fences. In Saskatoon, the core areas are notorious for property fences not being on the property line. I can tell you that we have not built an infill that I can remember where at least one of the fences was not on the property line. And a lot of times this actually does affect construction. in a couple of ways. The first is that sometimes the house just can't be built with where the fence is, which means now the fence needs to come down, and now you're rebuilding at least one of the fences on one side of you. And if the house can be built, let's just say it's encroaching onto your property and you're supposed to have a 4-foot setback, but now you only have a 2-foot setback because the fence is encroaching by 2 feet, which happens all the time, by the way. It may not affect literally building the house, but backfilling the house, now all of a sudden you can't get equipment in there and you're backfilling with shovels, literally, which takes way more time, and that can add some cost to your build at that point in time. Honestly, the only way you know exactly where these fences are is by getting it surveyed. So you do kind of have to work down the path of the building process before you get there, or you just need to own the lot before you start the building process at all and get it surveyed to understand where those lines actually are. And then you can mitigate that cost or that risk ahead of time by just knowing for certain. But I can tell you that from experience, most of the time when that happens, that's a surprise. It's just the way, the nature of infill construction. Then the last thing that I would say will be... Well, not will be, can be a surprise cost, is just furniture. One of the things that we do with clients ahead of time is do a furniture layout and start selecting furniture ahead of time. Almost always, if you're building a new house, you're going to need new furniture in some form or fashion. Either your furniture that you have now is going to be too big for the spaces you're building, or they're going to be too small, or they're old that you got handed down from your grandma in college, right? And you don't want it anymore, so now you just want new stuff, or doesn't fit the style, et cetera, et cetera. There's all different reasons. And I'm not saying it's the whole house. It might just be the living room, or it might be your master bedroom, or what have you. But if you don't think about those costs ahead of time or the potential for those costs, all of a sudden you walk into your house after it's framed and you're like, oh man, none of our living room furniture is going to work. And now all of a sudden you have $10,000 worth of furniture to buy that you didn't bank on. Or let's just say that you design the house and you're not thinking about the finishings of the house, and we do the drywall walkthrough and you realize that there is a ton of natural light and your neighbor's going to be able to see you naked when you're taking a shower in your bathroom. And so now you want blinds, whatever. I use bathroom, but maybe it's your living room that's facing the street, or if you're in the city, it might be a large window at your back that your neighbors behind you can see into. So now all of a sudden you want blinds. Well, blinds aren't inexpensive either. You can make them a little more inexpensive by selecting different shades, but point being, those are things to consider. So I would say those are the big six. Think about soil conditions. Those could happen right off the hop. Consider how weather could possibly impact it. So just understand when you're going to be building. If you're starting in the fall, you're going to have some higher utility costs through the winter. If you're starting in the winter, those are going to be up front. Whereas if you're building all throughout the summer, well, then it's probably not really going to impact anything, but you could have rain delays. So now all of a sudden that could add some financing costs. Understand that change orders are probably going to happen. So just mentally prepare for those and financially prepare for those as well. Along with interest rates could change throughout the build. You could have some other on-site surprises like fences that need to be rebuilt or trees that need to be removed that maybe you never thought had to be. Mainly I'm thinking in infills around like garages potentially, where maybe you thought a tree could stay and now all of a sudden you are planning a garage, so now that tree has to go in some form or fashion. And then the last thing is thinking about furniture and wall window covering specifically. So I think if you consider those six things, then that will help mitigate some of those surprise costs throughout construction and just help make that construction period more enjoyable, less stressful, so that your experience is better. So keep those in mind, and we will see you on the next episode. If you guys enjoyed this episode, I beg and plead you to share the episode, share it on your Instagram, share it on your Facebook, family, friends. If you know somebody who's building, send them this, regardless of who they're building with. It will just help them. It's something that we're trying to do on this podcast, is to really just help people get information out there, so that if you're building your own home, that you're just more aware of potential hiccups, you're more aware of what the process looks like, you're more aware of just things in general. And then the goal is that not only that, the goal is twofold. Number one, that it's going to help you have a better experience, but selfishly, it's also going to help the builders, whether it's me, whether it's another builder, have a good experience too, because we want to have an enjoyable experience building your house. And having the uncomfortable conversations of surprise construction costs is not fun for anybody. So we're just trying to mitigate that. So like I said, like, share, comment, subscribe, do all the things. You hear it on every podcast, but it really does help. So I appreciate it, guys. Have a good rest of the week, and we'll see you next time.